Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is very likely that the W-4 form on file with your employer is off. And because of that, you could have to pay hundreds of dollars come tax day and even more next year if you don't fix it. This is the message the Idaho State Tax Commission as well as the IRS have been trying to get out for months. But not a lot of people have been listening. In fact, our state's income tax withholding levels are down. We're talking tens of millions of dollars down. And likely, it is money that individual taxpayers will have to end up paying this month. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Renee Eyman. She is Public Information Officer for the Idaho Tax Commission. And Cynthia Adrian, Income Tax Policy Specialist. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fun times. Let's talk about taxes. Okay, but Cynthia, in all seriousness, talk to me about the W-4 forms, because the tax law has changed, but you normally get it when you get a new job, you fill out your W-4 and you forget about it.
That's right. That's right. And so the tax laws changed not only federally, but at the state level. So the standard deduction doubled. The tax rates, both federally and at the Idaho level, went down. And the personal exemption that you used to get for each person in your household is now zero. It used to be like $4,000 for each person in your household. So all of that goes into changing our withholding tables. And so, yeah, you said most people do a W-4 when they get a new job.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about it any other time. Well, now you need to, because for federal and Idaho, we used to have the same number. You can't use the same number now. So if you go out and look at the IRS calculator, you could end up with 10 or 12 allowances, they now call them. And for Idaho, we're telling you for the allowance number, we need the number of children in your household that qualify for the Idaho Child Tax Credit. So unless you have 10 or 12 children that qualify, your number's probably wrong.
And so because of that, most people have not made those changes.
Most people have kept what's on file and said,
right,
you know, I'm just going to use what I had last year. We'll see what happens. Well, even if you had yourself, your husband, and two kids, you had four.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for Idaho, you're not going to get yourself or your husband. You don't qualify for the child tax credit, and your children may not either, depending on their age.
Really? So there's an age with children in that, then?
There is. So for the Idaho Child Tax Credit, it's tied to the federal requirements for the child tax credit. They have to be under the age of 17. So they have to be 16 or younger as of the end of December.
So we kick them out when they're 17?
Yeah, right. See, you're going to say, hey, my kids are still living in my house. I'm feeding them. I'm sending them to school, but I don't get a child tax credit.
I'm dealing with their teenage attitude.
That's true. Yeah. But
no, but I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, that makes a tremendous difference, because now what we're seeing as taxes are coming in, and we talked about this, that withholding, it's tens of millions of dollars off in the state. And there is this idea that it very well could be because the W-4 forms are off.
And that's true. You know, we tried to get the message out to people to say, go look at this at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I looked at my own and I went, oh, mine said married and three. That was when both of my boys still lived at home. They're now gone and have families of their own. So mine was
completely off.
Completely off. I redid mine and said married at the single rate because both my husband and I work. That's mm-hmm. a whole different issue. And it's zero.
So even if you haven't changed it now, you will likely be paying because of this, correct?
More than likely you could be. I mean, that's just the reality mm-hmm. of it. So for the first part of the year, you may have been over withheld because you had a number, But then once the tax tables changed, which we change them in like May, once those changed and the software providers or whoever does your payroll got a hold of those tables and changed that withholding, then more than likely your withholding in your paycheck went way down, which meant you got more in your paycheck and you're going, oh,
this is great.
Wait, this is great. Yeah. You know, the tax reform happened. The tax rates went down. I'm getting more in my paycheck. I'm going shopping.
And you're not realizing that it is tied back potentially to the W-4. But people should change it so that this doesn't happen next year.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Renee, I want to bring you into the conversation because, you know, once people do that major change, what about things like e-filing? Because you might actually be able to e-file for free.
Yes, we have partnered with the IRS and software developers to provide certain groups of people free e-filing of their federal and their state returns. And so if you have an adjusted gross income of $66,000 or less, you probably can e-file for free.
And so that's a really good thing for a lot of people because it can be spendy to file.
It can be, especially if you're going to owe tax instead of getting a refund. And, you know, the e-file, when you do that, it does the math for you. The software does the math for you. And especially with all these changes, it goes through that with you, so you don't have to worry about that. You get a confirmation email to know that they've received, we've received your return, the IRS has received your return, and you get a faster refund. If you e-file.
And also, I mean, I know this might sound really simple, but you say one of the most common mistakes is that people don't actually fully complete their tax return.
That's true. And that's for people who do by paper and who e-file. You want to make sure that you don't have any typos on your tax return. And even people who do paper returns, they probably do it on their computer, so they're typing it in. So you want to make sure you've got your numbers correct, especially your Social Security numbers for you and your spouse and dependents, because that could delay your refund.
I'm speaking with Renee Eyman. She's the Public Information Officer for the Idaho Tax Commission, and Cynthia Adrian. She's the Income Tax Policy Specialist. One of the things that that you also talk about is that if you get a letter from the tax commission asking for more information, that you need to contact them and you need to give them that information. What I found interesting about this is that we have been conditioned as a society that all of this is fraudulent. And I have to say, if I were to get a letter like that, I would likely be like, oh, that's a fraud. That's a scam. So how do we do what's right without falling into, you know, potentially a predatory scam?
That's true. And taxpayers call us about this all the time. If you get a letter from us and you're not sure it's from us, give us a call and we can look up your account and let you know if you've received that letter.
Because especially I would think right now, Cynthia, with everything that's going on with the changes in W-4s, people might be getting a letter more often than not. Potentially?
Maybe. It's not really tied to the W-4.
Okay.
It's more tied to...
Did you fill out your...
Right. Did you provide your W-2 information? Did you attach a copy of your federal return if you filed by paper? Do you have the correct Social Security numbers?
Okay.
Those are some things we're looking for. But we're also looking to see if you actually filed the return. We're trying to verify your identity or verify that you filed your return.
So you're trying to do one step above like a security check in a way. It falls into this idea that it might be fraudulent. So best case scenario, call you.
Give us a call. And also our letters have an ID on there. And you can actually go to our website and we have information on the letters. And you can give us the information through our website sometimes as well.
But the best thing is...
Call us. If you're not sure.
If you get a letter, just call.
Call us.
And then you will say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what about people filing by April 15th? A lot of times... people can't make that happen. And especially if you're not going to get a refund, I mean, you try to extend that. How do you get an actual extension?
So to get an extension, first off, I want to tell you it's an extension to file, not to pay.
Oh, okay.
So whether you, I mean, if you owe money, you're still going to owe us money. You just won't get a penalty for late filing.
Right.
We're going to charge you interest on what you owe, but you can get an extension. There's a Form 51 on our website, and you can go through that to figure out, you know, if you qualify for an extension, you have to have paid at least 80% of the tax you owe for this year, what you estimate for this year, or 100% of what you paid last year in order to get an extension. And it's a six-month extension.
And do you have until tax day, April 15th, to file that?
You do need to do that by April 15th.
Okay. Let's go back, Cynthia, to this, if you owe money. I mean, especially if you're falling into this issue with the W-4 and all of a sudden, you know, maybe in the past you didn't owe anything. Maybe sometimes you got a refund. All of a sudden you filed and you owe hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. What can people do? Can you make payments? I mean, that's hard for a lot of people.
Absolutely. So we do have payment plans available. You would just need to go on our website and check that out. And they'd be able to make payments. If you know that I know that tax day is Monday, but if you know you're going to owe and you knew it, say back in February, you mm-hmm. could have been making payments each month to, you know, take care of that.
Will there be interest on what you owe, even if it's a payment plan, or how does that work?
There will be for the amount that is still due.
Okay.
So say you owed $500 and you paid $300 of it by April 15th, then that $200 that you still owed, you would get some interest on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it would just be on the amount that was still due.
Okay. Are there any changes, anything like that, that's coming down the pike that people need to be aware of for next year? Because I think this has taken people by surprise, even though the Idaho Tax Commission, the IRS, you have been telling people about it. It just doesn't resonate, though, when it's a W-4.
Exactly. Exactly. Because like we said earlier, people were used to doing their W-4s once and done, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
This is not a once and done thing anymore. This is something you're going to have to look at every year. Just before I came here today, I heard that the IRS is looking at changing their W-4. So there are changes coming. As far as the state's concerned, the legislature hasn't done much this year because of all of the federal changes last year. Mm. So there's not a whole lot that we have to look at in Idaho that has changed. But whatever happens federally, we'll need to look at as well.
This is a lot. I mean, because we haven't seen big changes like this in the past.
Mm-hmm. This is the biggest change in tax reform since 1986.
Okay. I was a kid. I wasn't filing taxes then.
That was when the last federal tax reform happened, was 1986.
Okay.
So this is a big shift in what we're all used to.
Okay. So the big takeaway, if you did not do the W-4, go and do it now because you will at least catch up for next year.
Absolutely. And what your number is for federal probably won't be your number for Idaho. So do both a federal and an Idaho W-4.
We've just stressed a lot of people out. I'd like to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest today, Renee Iman, Public Information Officer for the Idaho Tax Commission, and Cynthia Adrian, Income Tax Policy Specialist. We may have stressed you out, but it's really important information. So thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
You.